Okay, today's daf is Bechoros daf Mem Aleph. Bechoros Mem Aleph, and today's shiur is sponsored in honor of the yahrzeit of Dr. Manfred Lehman, Menashe Rafal, by his children Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel. We thank them for the sponsorship. And this is also, again, sponsored this month's learning. Lili Nishmas, Mr. Leo Schachter, Yitzchak Aryeh ben Menachem Mendel, sponsored by children, his grandchildren and great-grandchildren, the Osteen, Tannenbaum, Braun, Leichtung, and Greenberg families. Okay, we are on Mem Amud Beis by the Mishnah. As we continue here in Perek Al Elu Mumin, regarding all of the Mumin relating to animals and Bechor, when you're allowed to shech the animal, when you're not allowed to shech the animal by Bechor, remember it still says, stays the Monoshal Kohen, and then we'll get into, are there differences and middle statuses where one would be able to shecht it or wouldn't be able to shecht it, but you still wouldn't be able to bring it as a korban, as we will see. By the Shem, in 2 days from now, we get into a similarly named perek, Mumin Elu. What's the halacha when it comes to Adam? This perek is all about animals. What about on Daf Mem Gimel? We'll get to Mumin Elu, Bein Kvulin Bein Ovrim, Poslim Ba'Adam. And Yeser Olam, we'll get into the added ones as well. But we're still in the ones with regarding the animals, and we continue now with Mumin of the tail. As the Mishnah says on the bottom of Mem Amabes, Zanav Ha'egel She'ena Magaz La'arkov. If a Zanav, if the tail of the calf is very short, Eina Magaz La'arkov, it doesn't make it all the way down to the arkov, one of the joints. Amru Chachamim, and we'll see what the arkov is. Amru Chachamim, but the Chachamim say, Marbis Agalim Kain. Right, what do you mean? All calves are like this. Calls man sheyu magdilin, as long as they grow, heinim tachos, then the tail gets bigger. Right, as the body grows, the tail gets bigger. What are the Chachamim adding? Machlokas Rashi Rambam, whether the Chachamim are explaining or the Chachamim are arguing on the Tanakhama. Rashi says that they are explaining. Right? Rashi says here, explaining, Karmabas Raglaim, he's like, yes, exactly. All tails are usually longer, and if this is too short, so then this is not normal. Right, and that's what Rashi says. Sheish is Navan, Magios Larkov. The tails reach the Arkov. Hilkach, Batzer Mehani, Avimuma. That's Rashi, the Chacham Mar Modeh to the Tanakhama. Look at the Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnayos. The Rambam clearly says that they are this. The Chacham are arguing on the Tanakhama. U'mashamr Chacham Zal Kol Marbes Agalim Kain Emes Ve'Eino Mum L'Fishuk Deil Machem Ikan. Right, the Chacham are saying back, no, it grows as it gets bigger. Right now it's not a mum. If it's just short, it'll get bigger. So it's not a mum. Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Good. Ezeo Arkov, Sha'amru, Rabbi. So what is the Arkov, which joint that the tail has to be long enough? Rabbi Chinim had to take it as Omer, Ba Arkov, Sheba Emsa Hayarech. The Arkov in the middle of the thigh. Okay, the different joints, how far the tail goes down. Sometimes tails are ways that we determine which animal it is. So that's from the back. The Gemara talks about elsewhere why certain animals are nikar by having a tail, by not having a tail. Sometimes a tail could cover up, you know, with the gender of the animal. The Gemara talks about elsewhere. But it's important to know exactly what the tail is. And again, as we've had, mumim have a lot to do with being nikar, what it looks like from the outside, not just what it is inherently. Different types of gums, the internal gums, the external gums, as we have seen. Tana, kafatz, ha'elyon, v'lo kefetz ha'tachton, and it's going by this arkov, is talking about the upper joint, and not the lower joint. Ukenegdo b'gamal nikar. And parallel, this joint, which we've been talking about in a calf, is parallel in a gamal nikar, it would be, it's recognizable, it's on the outside of the camel. It's not underneath like in a cow, but on the outside of the camel. So you can feel just the Meshachachma on Parshas Vayishlach, he talks about messages of a gamal, but again, the Gemara is trying to tell us, just Lamaisa, what exactly, how one determines where the joint is, the one that's visible in the gamal on the outside and not in the cow. The Meshech Chachma picks up in Parshas Vayishlach when the Torah describes by Yaakov Avinu sending Esav different groups of animals. So the pasuk describes that Yaakov Avinu says in Perek Beis Pasuk Vav, "Vayhili shor v'chamor tzon ve'eved v'shivcha." I have shor v'chamor. Son ve'eved v'shivcha. That is what Yaakov says to Esav that I have. Right? That is in Vayishlach here in Perek Lamed Beis. After he just find the pasuk. Peili sharva chamar tzorn ve'ev v'shivcha. Perek lamed beis pasik vav. But if you look at what he actually sends, he sends v'yachad zamasher ito v'satzorn v'sabakar v'had gemalim l'shnei machanos. He has gemalim. He splits the animals that he has, the tzon, the bakar, and the gemalim. But when he sends to Esav, when he says, ko tamrula, the nula, Esav, he doesn't mention gemal. Vayili sharvach hamar tzon ve'ev v'shivcha. So Mesh Chachma picks up on that. Lo amar gemal, kidda l'kaman v'ha gemalim, doha inyan. Why? Ki elokim asas ha'adam yashar v'heme b'kshu chadish v'nos rabim. As the Pasuk says in Koheles, Shalom Aleich tells us that man was made straight by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Our Elkai Neshama Shasad v'tahorahi. Ki tchila sabriya haya ki yata atzmo l'tzad atov tamid. The beginning of the Bria, that is like the Ramban discusses, that will always be no tilatov. Raka yetzahara hu amesis b'fnei atzmo. But the yetzahara causes us to make wrong decisions, so to speak. But once, after the chait of the Eitz Hadas, Chazal say that the Nachash was matal zuama, shenis arbavu hatova hara bo ba'atzmo, that the tov and the ra now became mixed in. It used to be the ra was outside of us, but after the chait of the Eitz Hadas, that it became more internal. Right, the Rambam's lashon and Mor Nevuchim is that it went from emes and sheker to tov and ra. Right, that's the Rambam's formulation. But others say, many Mefarshim say, it somehow it became more internalized, as the Unkelis says on the Tree of the Eitz Hadas, Minei Lameda Tavu Bish. Right, so that's when we started going down. We were created naturally, beautiful, pure. But then after the Eitz Hadas, we started going down. Ad Shegimel Avos Biru Vizikaku. Until the Avos came along and got us back to the earlier state, they were Mevarer. Ki me Avraham yatza Yishmael, umi Yitzchak Esav, ad sheba Yaakov ayimitazol shleima. So Yaakov Avinu had no Zuama left, so to speak. He was perfect in terms of that, and therefore all of his children, mitazol shleima. Doesn't mean they didn't make mistakes, but in terms of a certain level of spirituality. Kedamru b'Shabbos, the etzem nefesh ha-Yisraeli no telatov, and he got it back because of the avos, so we went back to the natural state of affairs for a Jew, is to do good. Raks arsha b'isa, v'shibir malchi is makiv, but as the Gemara Bracha says, we're a little held back based on the Shibin Malchias and the Sar Shabbisa. V'lachein, and that's what he quotes, that's what the Rambam in Hilchas Gerushin and Beis Chaf says, that naturally every Jew wants to do the right thing, as we know, by Kofan HaSorach Yoma Rotsani. And it's the Yitzhara that's Ma'anis us. V'hara hu inyan b'fnei atzmo. And the Ra, regarding the children of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, who are Mevarer and Metaher, their children, it's in their DNA, that the Ra is external, outside of us. Lo ke'esav ha-chavir v'mos ha'olam. Not like the other nations that didn't have such grandfathers and great-grandfathers, they were able to purify in this regard. Shenafsham, if sarah, it's more internal. V'lachein chashudim v'chulu v'zesh ha-shalach lo. And that's what Yaakov Avinu says here. Im lavan garti, v'tari yimitzah shamarti, v'hili shor v'chamor. What's shor v'chamor? Shor has tu simani tara. Chamor has simani tuma, tova hara nifradim heim. The tova and the ra are separate, right? It's not irbuf. Velo kegamal, asher darshu chazal b'medrash. Not like the gamal that he quotes the medrash in Chayesara, I think. Al rifka batirkavna al hagamalim. Ma gamal yeshlo siman tuma shiatsimena esav v'chein esav hu chazir meyar. Right, esav also chazir, also in the other way. Ze edom she eslo muur v'asimen tuma im simen tara shehibeid aviv v'imo v'od. V'ze drush aruch ein kan mekomo. That's the Meshech Chachma. Fascinating. He has gamalim, but he doesn't say that he has gamalim to esav, because he was saying, I was mevara the tov and the ra. I'm back to the level of the of Adam Arishon, and I was zochet to build on the work of my father and my grandfather. To pick up on the Ha'ara that Gamal has not mentioned is already a Mila. To come up with this idea is even a super Mila. Amazing, of the Meshech Chachma. But that's Gamal, as we have here, Kenegdo B'Gamal Nikar. Vayter. Says the Mishnah, Al Elu Mumin Shokhtar HaSabachar, which on the following Mumin, or on the previous Mumin, on all the Mumin that we have listed, then you're allowed to Shechta Bechar, it's considered a Mum Kavua, and therefore can be Shechted and eaten outside of the Mikdash. Upsule HaMikdashim Niftam Aleihem. And also, they are such a strong Mum that a carbon can be nifte if they appear. As we'll see, there are those that are somewhere in the middle. But these mumin that we have had, they are clear-cut mumin, shkitas bachar, emsulim mekdasha. Hasulam ali atanale reisha ali lumum, shaltan is a bachar. What do you need this line for? Didn't we have the beginning of our parak? Our parak is named Al Elu Mumin, right? And that's what it says back on the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Zayin. Al Elu Mumin Shalchan Es HaBachar. So what do we need this extra Mishnah for? So Sefer Tzricha. The second line of the Mishnah is the Chiddush. Psulei HaMikdash Niftan Aleihem. Right? Because that's not in the Mishnah back on Daf Lamed Zayin. So where it says, but we know that already. Hanami Pshita. Fine, that's not mentioned in the Mishnah, that line, but it's obvious. Mishchat shachtinan mifrak miboy. Is there any difference? If we're allowed to shecht a bechor, do you have to ask that, can it be redeemed? Don't those two go together? We usually assume. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella, Aidi, Detana. But because we had earlier, we had that not everyone agreed to all of the mumin. Some of them were mentioned by certain individuals and not everybody agreed to them, like the Ayala Shabiyabna, if you remember. I did start a Shlosha Hosef, Amul Lo Shamanu Elas Elu, because he, Ayala added on, and the Chum said back, well, we don't know of those. We only hold of these. Viktani Vaasi Diachida Vikasasim Lahu La Bakulu. Because all of these, I might have thought, because they were mentioned by a Das Yachid, like in the last Mishnah, where we had Rabbi Chiya ben Antigonus, right? We might think that all of these are just Das Yachidim, but it's not that we hold of all of them, since we mentioned, we had Rabbi Radan Daf Mem, we had some Das Yachidim, so you might have thought that we don't hold of all of these movement, and the answer is we do. We do, hold of all of them, even though it said earlier that, oh, those three, that do not apply, aren't agreed upon by all, but Kamash Malan, that we, the Mishnah is telling us that we do hold, like all of them, they are all accepted. That's the Chiddush of this line, Al Elu Mumin, and all of these Mumin, we would hold of it, right? That's what Rashi says, V'saka Daitav, to pligi Rabban Alayu, L'Achi Hadav V'sazam Akulu, Al Elu Mumin Shochten. Good. The Rambam quotes in Hilchas Tumura, there is a machlokas, how to understand this Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Tumura, Dalid Ches. The Rambam says, Vlados Kadshim Sheyotzu Derech Dofan. What if you have a baby of a karban that is cesarean? Yotzu Derech Dofan. Oshe Yaldu Tumtum Vandrogenes Vikilayim Vitrefa. Any of those. They're born with a problem, including Trefa. Hare Elu Yipadu Viyavi Bidemei and Karban Aroy Lahavi Bidemei Vlad Shalzeh. They can be redeemed automatically. If a baby carbon is born by Vlad Kutchim, Trefa, Kilayim, Tutum, Androgynous, Derech, Dofen. The Lechem Mishnah says there, it sounds like for the Rambam, they don't need any other mum. Just because of what they are in a state of mum. Says the Lechem Mishnah, Mashma, Derabenu Sover, Dafilu below mum niftim, Dein lechamum, Gadobehem, Zenira, Midelo Hizke, Rabenu Kan mum, Kemo, Dechaluka, Delael. Earlier, the Rambam wrote, he gave other examples, that it has to have a mum. I'm not going to read all of them. Right? Vlad Tmuras Pesach, Ketmuras Pesach. He talks about Vlad Meiser, Vlad other examples. And by each one of these examples, he says, until it gets a mum. And here Halacha Ches doesn't mention it, so that is not so clear. The Minchas Chinuch and other Achronim discuss it, whether that is something that we hold, that are there certain statuses that wouldn't even need a mum, and it would be automatically able to be shechted. Rashi and Yavamis, especially Trefa is the big discussion. Rashi and Yavamis seems to say that a Trefa is not nechshav amum to be podeh. Minchas Chinuch also holds of that. Tosfos in Zvachim. So it's a question about does the Rambam really mean it? And even if he means it, do other Rishonim agree to it? That's in Tmura, Dalid Ches. Good. Next Mishnah. The following mumin, one is not allowed to shecht on them. Meaning, these are not considered mumin kavua, that a bechor would be able to be shecht, but it's also considered somewhat of a mum, so you can't shecht if it's a karban. Lo by mikdash. If it's you can't shecht this bechor as a regular karban in the mikdash, right? And that's why it is somewhat in the middle. Lo by mikdash, lo by medina. Mikdash and medina here seem to mean what we normally say Mikdash Medina means, based on Mikdash Medina, even though very often the Rambam, in a few places in Pirush Mishnayos, he says Mikdash doesn't just mean Mikdash means all of Yerushalayim. and Medina means outside. The Rambam here says, Ein shochtu b'mikdash, davar sheyesh bo shum inyan mikol elu, lefishu hu chaser, ve'ein makriven el ha-shalem b'tachlis ha-shlemus, v'chein lo yishchor aleim b'medina lefishu ein mumin kfuin. Right, so we have that. So the Rambam here doesn't mention a word, because Pashas is talking about real Mikdash and Medina. But in other places, so for example, in the fourth parak in Rosh Hashanah, where Yontif Shal Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos, Tokad B'Mikdash of Aloba Medina, the Rambam says there, Kfar Biarnu L'Chapamim Rabos. I've explained many times that he quotes Maaser Sheni, Shkalim, Sukkah, right? In all those places, Mikdash Nikres Yerushalayim Kula. It doesn't mean always, but that it could mean, right, like in our Mishnah, does probably Dharma doesn't say it, right? But there in Rosh Hashanah, where the Svara applies, where one could say that you could blow Rosh Hashanah Shacholis B'Shabbos, you could blow in the Mikdash, there means all Yerushalayim Medina Shar Eretz Yisrael. Rashi Beferish there in Rosh Hashanah Chavtes says Mikdash Hainu Medina Hainu Yerushalayim Chos Pivasel. But Rashi Beferish says not that way. We shouldn't think that way. But the Rambam in a few places says that sometimes Rav Yehuda HaNasi calls all Yerushalayim Mikdash. And why would that be? Isn't that a misuse of the word? Beis HaMikdash is Mikdash. What does that have to do with Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim is the city in which the Beis HaMikdash is. Now why would the Rav Yehuda HaNasi do that according to the Rambam? And the answer that we mentioned is that maybe the message is that Kedushas Yerushalayim is really an expansion of Mikdash. And he's telling us a conceptual nugget, that it's not just that there's Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash is in it, but Yerushalayim, as we even know from the halacha of eating katshe kalim, right? Why do certain karbanos have to be eaten in the Beis HaMikdash and certain outside within Yerushalayim? Or kachol hanireh in the days of Shiloh, but somehow connected. So why is that? So doesn't that show and reflect that really it's somewhat of an expansion? Somewhat expansion of Kedushas Mikdash, and that's why also Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that the phrase Lifnei Hashem in Tanakh is used in three different ways. Sometimes Lifnei Hashem means in the Azara, you have to Shechita of Karbanos in the Azara, Lifnei Hashem. Sometimes Lifnei Hashem means Harabayis. We say it on Friday night. That b'chatzotos hakol shofar hari l'fnei melech Hashem. That's on Harabayis. And sometimes l'fnei Hashem means Yerushalayim in terms of eating katshe kalim and maaser sheni. So how could you have the Torah use the same phrase? So maybe that's where Rav Yehuda HaNasi got it from. That l'fnei Hashem means in a more intense way, in a less intense way, but it's all the same. It's all the same root that the Kedusha flows from within and then spreads out. Obviously, there are differences between the levels of Kedusha, like the Mishnah say at the beginning of Kalim. There are different levels of Kedusha, but there is definitely a certain element of that. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Drash Moshe, I think it's in Parshas Va'eschanan, he discusses how there is again, all of Eretz Yisrael has the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael and Dalet Amos, but there is something about Yerushalayim. And living in Yerushalayim, separate from the achila of kadshim, there's something about Yerushalayim itself, an intangible kedusha that we know that is described by the Navi, described by David HaMelech so often in Tehillim. But that's the status of Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh. Okay, the elu shein shochtan aleihem lo b'mikdash lo ma'medina. Well, hopefully, if there's time later, we'll get back to other Yerushalayim issues. But the following mumin are not mumin kavu and teshech the bechor outside, but also it does represent some type of mum over, at least, that you can't shech it as is. Chavarvas, we're going to have a lot of parallel to the earlier mumin, but less. Chavarvar v'hamayim she'en kavuin. Somebody has chavarvar, pieces, white pieces, or water, liquid in the eye, she'en kavuin, but it's not kavua. V'chutin hapnimios she'nifgamu. The inner gums that are nifgam, not nekar, we had earlier. Nifgamu avalosh nekru, ubal garav, ubal yabeles, ubal chazazis. So there are spots, you have bal garav, there are boils on the animal, bal yabeles, some types of warts, we'll see in the Gemara. What type of warts? Ubal chazazis, other types of scabs, other types of shchein. All of these make the animal, it's not a mum, but it's maus. You're not going to bring this as a carbon. Zakein, v'chole, umizuham, right, the different groups. Zakein, an old carbon. What is an old carbon? As we know, there are certain different animals are allowed in different, this one has to be 1 year old, this one has to be 2 years old. So whatever zakein, beyond that point, that is not allowed. Chole, a sick animal. Vuzuham, smells. Rashi masriach. All of these, even though it's a perfect animal, but it gives off a stench. Right? So that's not a mum that you can shech the bechor on, but also you can't shecht it in the Mikdash. What exactly, again, does Zakei mean? So the Mishnah is a Meseches Parah. Talk about the status of, you know, how old is old. Right, talking about there, the Paraduma, the Mishnah is go through different animals, and Machlokas about different animals. This is in the first parak of Parah, parak Aleph Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Omer Parim B'nei Shtayim. Shneimar Par Sheni Ben Bakar Tikal Lachatas Lacham Omer Ma'apnei Shalosh. Rameir Omer Apnei Arbo B'nei Chamish Ksheirim. El Shemei Vim Zakenim B'nei Akavet. But you don't bring Zakenim B'nei Akavet. The Tiferet Yisrael says Tariksiv Mi Mivchar Nidarecha. Ula Rambam Kaim Alon De Zaken Yoser Mishir Akatz of Lachol Min Pasul Midrabana Nafilu B'di Eved. Miu Barosasas. Machmazikna pasul mida oraisa. And he quotes the Mishnah of Melech, and earlier, that if animal is shaking, then it's shaking because of age, so that is even pasul on a daraisa level, differences daraisa and dirabanan. The Chashuk Yechemet here discusses, fascinating question, we'll get to the parallels when it comes to people, B'ez Hashem, in the next parak, but what happens if, is the shaking, what we might call it a siman or siba? What if someone is elderly and he has Parkinson's, Rachmana Litzlan, but he takes medicine which controls the shaking? Could that Kohen do the Avoda? Is he a Balmum? Meaning he has the inherent shaking, but it's controllable. So is the shaking a Siman of Zikna? And therefore, even if he's not shaking right now, he's still a Zakin, because inherently he is one who is shaking. Or is the shaking itself the problem to cause Zikna, and as long as that can be controlled, and you go by the natural state, do you go by even with medicine? That's his amazing question. Ma'o adin b'kohen zakein shemirtas b'glal machlas Parkinson's. So kibal trufos v'hivzik lirtos hayemu chozer lehechshero oshem harisas hu siman lezikna v'harisisa mara lano shu zakein u'mareches v'atzavim nifgaman. It's effective. V'lachein gamim yitol trufos v'yavzik lirod adayin shem zakein alav shebeli trufos u'roed. So he's noted to say that he's not called a Zakin in this case, meaning for this regard. For this regard, because it is controllable. L'maisa nirisha v'chol mikra, koin kasha la'avoda, im ata eno roses. V'yishlavik says raya, quotes a raya from a Bakama, in terms of, quoting, you know, one regard, and then he quotes maybe another raya from here. Quotes, elu shein shochten, and quotes, RK Zakin is excluded. And then he quotes, yeah, we'll do this later, but let's do it now. The Tosfos and Meseches Zvachim. That you're allowed to have, you're not allowed to have Zakin, our Mishnah says, but the Tosfos in Zachim Dafnun Tes, fascinating, Tosfos says, V'hada Amar, right, even though an old is, old carbon is excluded, but didn't we learn in a Medrash, he quotes the Medrash, in Medrash Rabbah, Chayim Kolchem Hayom, Kal V'chomer Miparim Shehiz Nadvu HaNesiyim Lasei Sa'aron Bamidbar, Shechayu At Shlomo Shekriven L'Gavoah. There's a medrash that says that the Nesiim that were brought in the Midbar, they lived long enough that Shlomo HaMelech gave those as karbanas in the Beis HaMikdash. That's pretty old, right? So, what do you mean? Zakin is excluded. Tosis, Harasha Isa. Harasha. It was a Rasha, and therefore, you know, it wasn't a problem, right? Meaning, you're right, it's usually an exclusion, but Harasha. If you look in the Reb Yaakov Emden, the Yavetz there in Zvachim, on Daf Nuntes, says Rabbi Yaakov Emdin. I'll ask you another question. V'chein b'chol, where is it? V'hainu, he says, Ein tzorach lomar kein, says the Rabbi Yaakov Emdin. Shari zakein einu balmum l'shchot alav ha-bachor b'medina, k'mo she'ani b'perek vav de b'chol ros. V'chein b'chol ha-kachim, m'bnei ha-kavod bilvadu she'ein mevi'in zakeinim. Kid, there's not perekam ha-depara, u'psul zakeinim ha-yitayin ha-tayimishim te-kechishi. But the problem with Zakein is because it's weak and it's not mechubad. V'hainu dafka b'derech ha-teva. Sh'azikna gorem es kachash basar v'tashus koach. Masha'enkin b'parim alalu. Sh'harichu yavim kolkach b'derech neis v'ade lo sholto b'hem kechishus v'tashus. Why is Zakein a problem? Because it's so weak and not covetic. But if you have animals that b'derech neis are strong and robust, It's not a problem. You don't go by dafka the age. You go by what the age usually does to a person. But if a person is robust and healthy, and if the animal is robust and healthy, no problem. There's nothing better. Forget whether it's kosher. These are the best. Obviously, these last of the derech neis. Zebor b'siyata d'shmaya. V'chein, and he just adds in one more line. Elo shel Yitzchak shenivra misheishes yimei breishes. And what about the aisle by the Akedah? Right, that was pretty old, right? Avraham Avinu was born in 1948, and then, you know, what? Once he was 100 years old, 100 years later, he did the Akedah. That aisle was pretty old, 2,000 years old, and yet he gave it as a karbon, because that was a special aisle, right? As Nivra, Misheshes, Yimei, Breshes. So you see, it's not a din in Zikna per se, it's what the Zikna does to a person and symbolize. And that's what here, Rav the Chashuk Echemeter does not quote the Yavetz on the Gemara, but he quotes his father-in-law, Rav Yashiv. He says, Amar Mar Chamer Rav Yashiv, to Barabam Kasav Shezakinu Mum Kishabahimu Rosasas. Well, the feet of Rav Lokasha may see him, right? Because they weren't Rosasas, and these were strong, same type of idea, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. Amazing discussion of the very old animals brought us Karbanos, and that's Zikna. And that's Zikna and Rosasas being a simmon, but maybe it wouldn't be the reason that one would be limited. Okay, so Zokin Chol and Mizuam generally, though, are excluded from this category. Vishenavda Bo'aveira, back to the Mishnah. And if an Aveira was done, there was a Revi'ah done with this animal. Vishahemis, so that's that can't be Hukav on the Mizbeach, but that's still not a Mum. Still not a Mum to be Shecht for the Bechor. It's not something physical. Right, the status that the animal now has. Vishahemis adam al pi edechad al pi bailam. Or it killed a person, but you can't put the animal to death because it was only al pi edechad or al pi bailam, and therefore it's stuck, so it's in limbo and it can't be used. Vitumtum androgynous, lobamiklash lobamadina. Or a tumtum, right, an animal that has unclear genitalia, or androgynous having both, lobamiklash lobamadina, all of those are excluded. Rashi quotes, according to the Tanakhama, these are all suffix. Suffix Zachar, Suffix the Keva, and therefore they're stuck. You don't know how to treat them. Rabbi Yishmal Omer, it's the verse on the side. Eilachamum Gadol Mizeh. Rabbi Yishmal arguing on the androgynous line. What do you mean? That's a vadai bechor for a vadai mum for a bechor. A bechor has to be a male. Here, this androgynous also has female physicality, and therefore says Rabbi Yishmal. Makum nakvus avi kamum, says Rashi. Vavi kibachor ba'mum, v'nishchad v'medina v'asav v'gizav avoda. This is a regular mum kavua that you can shech the bachar on. Androgynous of a bachar. V'chachamim omrim, eino bachar, ela nigzaz v'nevah. V'chachamim go a different step further, and that is, where they hold, androgynous is very b'fnei atzma. As we have the machlokas, the end of Mesechas Bikurim, but nigdas, meaning it's not for sure not kadosh in the first place. Rabbi Shmuel says in lechamum gadol mizeh, therefore it's a bechor, and they can be shechted, but it's also a gizav avoda. The chachamim say no, it's not even a bechor. It's not even a bechor. It's very b'fnei atzma. It's not a zachar. Only a zachar has kedusha. But if it's not a zachar, it's something else. So therefore, it doesn't have kedusha, and therefore one is allowed to just treat it like chulin. Eid Echad, it's a big topic. Again, we're not going to go into it all now, but the Nehmanus of an Eid Echad achieves something, like here. The Eid Echad, he does gain the status in the middle of you can't bring it as a karbon. Right? It's not Eid Echad is nothing. Right? We mentioned a week or two ago, the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, that trusting two Eidim are Gzeiras HaKasef. Gzeiras HaKasef, just like you trust two Eidim, so do you trust the Navi Emes. That's what the Rambam said. So one aid, we know, sometimes we do trust one aid, echad emem isurin, right? We know that even people who are apostle aidus, and sometimes an aid echad is believed. Like here, an aid echad is believed somewhat. We know by an aid sota, an aid echad is believed to prevent it from drinking the water. We know in dini mamonis, an aid cannot be testified in order to be motzi mamon, but to be mechayev shvua. Right, I bring one aid that says, you owe me money, you have to swear a shvua daraisa, one of the three shvuas daraisa. Shvuas edecha, shvuas hashomrim, and what's the shvuas vodim mixas, right, the three shvuas daraisa. So on a daraisa level, we do recognize an edecha to accomplish something, right, the Rambam also, well, much discussed Rambam, then edecha could establish a status, which then a person could get malchus for. Eidus, the Rambam Hilchas Sanhedrin, in Perach Tezayin, the Rambam says, Eidu tzorach shnei eidim l'malkus. You don't need two eidim to always give malkus, which is an isidar raisa. Ela b'shas maisa, for the event. To know the event occurred, then you need two eidim. To say that Reuven ate not kosher. Reuven did this aveira. Aval ha'isser atzmo be'eid echad yuchzak. But the isser itself could be huchzak be'eid echad. So if an eid echad says that this is a non-kosher piece of meat, and then two eidim see somebody eat it, that's okay. even though the root of that is Eid Echad. Ketzad, Amar Eid Echad, Chelev Klayos Huzeh, Kilai HaKerem Heim Peiros Elu. Right, the Isser is established with one aid. Gerusha ozona hi ishazu. Va'achal o ba'al be'edim achar shehutrabo. Hushrabo hazmer ezeloke. Aval bisha ikr ha'isser be'ed echad. Even though the ikr Isser, the root of it is one aid, still, that's okay. That's trusted. So an aid echad does accomplish. Right, so how much is an aid echad half of two aidim? How much is it a totally different type of machayev? It's discussed, but going back to that Dini Mamanis Sugya, we mentioned that in Dini Mamanis, an Eid Echad is Kam L'Shvua. But we know the principle is, Mitoch Shein, let's say somebody can't take a Shvua. So Mitoch Shein Yachal L'Shavim Mishalim. Is that the Eid Echad ultimately causing that Mamon? Or the Eid Echad has nothing to do with that Mamon? How do you look at Mitoch Shein Yachal L'Shavim Mishalim? Is that a Chiyav Mamon with a cover-up of a Shvua? Or is that really a Chiyav Shvua? And the mamon is something else, not connected to the aid, because the aid is not really able to be mechayev mamon. So that's a big sugi in lamdis. Does aid echad have any power in the world of mamon? But again, these are just a few examples where an aid echad is obviously believed. Aid does isha and aid does sota. Believe somewhat. We're not going to kill the woman but aid tuma. We're not going to kill a person based on one aid. But just like in our Mishnah here, an Eid Echad does accomplish something. It makes the animal go into this middle status that it can't be brought on the Mizbeach, even though it's not strong enough to be able to make it allowed to be shechted b'medina. Fine. Vayter says the Gemara, v'grav lo. So one of the mumin in the Mishnah was an animal with boils, a balgrav. So that's in the middle, can't be shechted as a karban, but also can't be shechted as a bachar. Vaksiv, garav baraisa. It says garav as a mum in the Torah. The chazaz is slow, vaksiv yalefes baraisa, but it also says yalefes. Vitanya, garav zo acheres. Garav is a boil that's as hard as earthenware, cheres. Yalefes, zu chazaz is amisritz. Vyamar ishlak, ashlama nikrishma yalefes, shemalafefes. Vaholecha said yamamisit, stays with you until the day the person dies. So these are mentioned in the Torah as mumin. So why wouldn't you be able to shecht a bachar based on it? Bishlama chazazah lo kasha, kan b'chazazah mitzvahs, kan b'chazazah ta'alma. Chazazah, I understand the stira when the Torah says, chazazah, that's a serious chazazah, that's chazazah mitzvahs. That's a very serious chazazah, right? That's Rashi. Shchin shehuva al mitzriyim, al mitzrayim, right? So that's one. And the other is chazazah ta'alma. So there's different types of chazazios. Ela garav agarav kasha. But what about the garav agarav? Right, garav it says, it should be puzzle. Garav agarav nami lo kasha habalach habayavesh. Depends that it's the moist kind or the dry kind. Lach itzi yavesh lo mitzi. Right, the moist kind can be healed and that's called a mum over. But the yavesh lo mitzi. The lach mitzi. Can the moist ones really be healed? The moist garav v'haksiv. But doesn't it say in the Tochacha, describing one of the Mumin, Yach Hashem Bishchin Mitzrayim, right? And the Shiva Gubetz adds on the continuation of the Pasuk, which you need. Uva Tchorim, Uva Garav, Uva Chares. So it said, mentions Garav in the context of Mitzrayim. So doesn't that show that it is, it's not, Rashi says, it's not going to be healed. Right, Rashi, Mitzrayim, Hainu, Hai Beklolos, Uba Garav, Uba Chares Yavish, Bifnim, Alachmi Lachus, Vakim, the Yashmi, Bifnim, Lo Mitzi, Vyavi, Bibachar, Havi, Nam, Mum Gamur. So it says already, Rashi says, it's a Mum Kavua, mentioned in the Tochacha. So why wouldn't you be able to Pshechton it? Back to the Gemara, Umi Taksiv, Uba Chares, Hari Garav Lach, Amor, Vakamra, Shalosu, Chale, Hei Rafe. So the Feirish, not able to be healed. Ella, Tlasahave. Really, there are three kinds of boils of garav. Dikra yavesh maybe b'fini maybe b'chutz. If it's dry in and out, that's not healable. It's never, that's the worst. Demasnisan lach mi b'chutz umi b'fnim. Those are moist in and out, and that's why it's only over, because that could be healed. Demitzriyim, or demitzrayim, yavesh mi b'fnim lach mi b'chutz. That's the middle. Dechsiv vahi shchin ababuos poreach ba'adam. Right, so it means bubbly, means a little moist, and that's why it's has some moisture. Those are the three levels discussed in Mitzrayim, in the Pasuk, in the Mishnah. Tosfos here discusses in Ela Tlasa that some of the Mitzrayim might have been healed from them. Maisa Nes Haya. Maisa Nes. So some of Farshim talk about, are Nisim done for Rishayim? Right here, this Tosfos seems to say that sometimes might have been done, even for the Mitzrayim. Might have been the purpose of, so that they survive, so they see more Nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we know why Paro stayed alive. Okay. Good. All of these are excluded also. How do we know that you can't bring these as a carbon? If an animal smells, okay, but what's wrong with them? I can't bring it as a carbon. Minan imili, detan rabbanon. Because the psukim say, by carbon ola. Min hatzon, o min akvas aksavim, o min ha'izim. Prat, lezaken, ulechole, ulemizuham. Excluding all of these. Vitzrichi, and we need all of these excluded. These are kazrachmana, limuti zakan, because if it only is a zakan, if only the old one is excluded, aloha derbari, because that's not something that becomes better, right? That's a natural process that a person goes. Aval chol, the animal goes. Aval chol, the derbari emalo, maybe chol would not be excluded, because limuti chol, and if only chol is excluded, delavorche, that's not normal. Aval zakan, getting old is normal. The Hainu Urche Emalo, because Rahmana Trey Lim Utehani Tikhishi. And if I only had two to exclude, so these are excluded, old and sick. Awal Mizuham de Lokakish Emalo, but smelly, right, is not weak, so maybe it would not be excluded. Vinami Lemute Mizuham, and if you only had the Mizuham excluded, Mishim de Moas, that's disgusting if it stinks. Aval Hani de Lomeisi Emalo, Tsrichi. That's why you need all three. Because each one is a unique type of problem, and you wouldn't have known the other problems based on it. Good. The Mishnah Avos tells us that 60 years old is zikna. Once we're talking about zakein, right? Every stage of life has something related to it. So one of them a farshim. I was looking for it again. I forgot where it was. But interesting that the Mishnah starts off there. The last Mishnah, the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos. Ben Chamish Lamikra, Ben Esel Lamishna, Vechulu, Ben Shalosh Lakoch, Ben Abram Labina, Ben Chamishim Laitza. The second half of the Mishnah is about something that happens to a person when they get to a certain age. It's not like they have to do anything. Eitza, Zikna, Seva, Gvura. So is that a switch? It sounds like it's a flip from the first part of the Mishnah when it's more of what one should be doing at that time. Ben Chamish Lamikra, Ben Esel Lamishna, Ben Esra Mlirdof. So one might say that it switches, but it's, it'll be unusual somewhat that it's just one list and the first half of the list means something different than the other half of the list, unless one says that no, even the first half of the list, the Tana is revealing to us that there's something inherent inside of us that it's most appropriate to learn these things at this age because that's what our neshama is connected to. It's not just something external. But Ben As Chameshes Rei LeGemara, there's something inside of us, our neshama, just like later on, there's Seva, and there's Gvura, and there's Zikna, there's something about Gemara from within, not from without. And Bechamesh LeMikra, I mean, that's LeMishnah, it's something from within. And Rabbi Lau notes, what's the whole purpose of this Mishnah? This Mishnah, the whole Masechta talks about Midos, and ways to improve ourselves. What is this teaching us? What is this teaching us? So Rabbi Lau says, because you have to know how to use time. And you have to know exactly the message of each one of these and what to do during that decade or during that earlier time. This is in the Yachla Yisrael, Rabbi Lau. Ha'umnus shel chayim hi lahasig es hamerav b'chol rega. L'natzel b'ofan marbi et hazman behet'eim l'tzorech u'licholes. And he says, yeshno pitzgam amami. Right, there is a phrase that people say, time is money. Zman hu kesef. He says, "Pitkamzu ta'ut yisodo zman shava harbe yoser mikesef." No. Time is not money. Time is worth a lot more than money. Kesef sha'avad efshar laharviya chadash bimkamo. Daka she'avda ein la tamura. You lose $1 million, you can get it back. You lose a minute, you can never get that back. Ozan chamesh dakot shepam hayu asid hayom heinavar. Shalom motzav asher lo yashuv la'olam. B'mishnah zu batan alam deinu, keita yesh lenatzel tazman lavodat Hashem almanas lahafik mimenu et atov biyoter. So, again, related to us now, shishim is zikna. We're talking about old, about animals. But ben shishim lezikna, that's a time, now he says later on, that the physical parts of our body aren't maybe working as well as they used to. And the senses are a little slower, right? So what's the message? He quotes Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva, right? The point is to start thinking about spirituality. Hopefully our whole life we're supposed to be thinking about spirituality. But especially as that age comes and goes, Ben Shishon Lezikna V'Yisachavanasa Medar Me'ilu L'Hazkir Ala Tshuva V'Shiyachshov Adam Al Kitzo Be'Agiyo Limei Zikna. Right? That's the halfway point. 60 is the halfway point. Right, so that's why that's the time to start thinking about, you know, asalitein din v'cheshbon. Omer atana ein lo adam lahatchik mito da'ato shekitzo karev. Don't try to run away from it. Right? We never run away from destiny. Adarabah, alav lahaschil mukdam kochol efshar litkonein lamavar lo'olam shekulo tov. Right, to get ready for the transition. Miyad kisheroa shekocho yored. That's a message from Hashem. We get weaker because Hashem's telling us the physical world, you're in the second half now. Get ready for the spiritual world. Get ready for the spiritual world. Right, the Mishnah says, right, Samidi Chachamim, Kozman She Mazkinim, right, their Torah is, gets stronger. Right, it's not that they're physical, it gets weaker. The Torah gets stronger. Allah v'lis chazei b'kiyum Torah mitzvos ul'hachin lo tseida laderach. Okay, that's the little terms of zikna when it comes to humans. And again, each one of these could be discussed about the age that comes. What is seva? What is zikna? But that's a little zikna here. Shadabu Aveir, back to the Gemara of Achulu. So also excluded is an animal that an Aveir was committed with. Minar Nimili, Dishonor Abana, Minar Behem, Alotias, Areveya, Vanirba, Minar Bakar, Lohotias, Anevad, Avodah Zarah, Minar Son, Lohotias, Amuksa, even something set aside for Avodah Zarah. So if it's even set aside as usur, nevad is called the kal v'chomer usur. But it could be if you only had one, you would have only excluded nevad, not muksa. You need two, one to exclude muksa, one for nevad. Umin atzon, lo tiyas anogeach, right, anogeach that, killed someone. Lo tiyas anogeach. Chanim diktolaninu, what do you mean? Those are killed. Apied echad, all pi bailam, as we have said. There is a discussion in the Rishonim. Al pi bailam, why isn't that animal put to death? Al pi bailam. Tosfos in Baba Kama, Daf Mem Aleph, quotes a machlokas between himself, Rashi, and Tosfos. Rashi quotes Mode B'Knas Pater. If you're Mode that your animal killed, and Tosfos says, that's a Knas? If an animal kills, it's a Knas? Mode B'Knas Pater? So Tosfos says, no, it's that you're Karav Eitzel Mamono, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. Karav Eitzel Mamono, just like you're a Nogabadavar, you're a Baldavar, so that's why you're Karav Eitzel Mamono. Either way, but the Bailim cannot put their animal to death. Machlokas in the Rishonim, what exactly is the Asvara? Again, there's a big, Mode B'Knas is a big topic, Knossos is a big topic, not for now. Bishlama Tumtum, getting back to what the Mishnah said. Fine, I understand Tumtum is excluded, B'Mikdash, Lo, Domina Kevahave. You can't shech the Tumtum in the base of Mikdash, because maybe it's a female, it's not a Bechor. Domina Kevahave. B'Medina, Lo, you can't shech the Medina, Devil Zachar, Huvalas Be'Muma. Maybe it's a Zachar, maybe it is a Bechor. So by Tumtum, you're stuck, I understand. Because maybe it's the opposite gender. El Androgen is, Bishlam and Mikdash Lo, Dilma Nakeva, he fine Androgen is, you can't shech it as a carbon, because maybe it's a Nakeva, and an Ola, and a Bechor, or Bechor, if it's not a Bechor. El Medina, Nehi Nami de Zachar, he, who, right, even if in the Medina, Teasa Nakvus Charetz V'yishchot Ola. But shouldn't the female, anatomy on this animal make it a mum? Make it like there's a slit, and therefore you should be able to shecht it. Right, it's fine, and therefore it should be a mum, even if it's a zachar. It's a mum. So two machlokes. Amar Abaya, the question is the nikvus that this animal has, being an androgynous, is that going to be a mum? So machlokes, Abaya, and Rava. Amar Abaya, Amar Kra, O Charutz, O Shavur. Charutz, the mum that is a cut, the slit, is compared to broken. Shavur, charutz dumi de b'shavur. Ma shavur b'makam etzem, af charutz b'makam etzem. There's no etzem there in that spot. There's no bone, and therefore, it's not called a mum. Rava amar, below shavur nami lo matzah zamri, charutz b'makam basar avi muma. Rava says, even without that hekish, we would not say charutz is a mum. We would not say charutz is a mum. Why? Because if it would be a mum, even without etzem, kiva damar garav zu cheretz mikre cheretz. But what do you mean? What about the garav, the boil? The boil goes into the skin and makes an indentation also. So that itself is a cheretz. The garav is a cheretz. It digs into the flesh. Dichsiv, as we know from other spots, umar ehu amok min ha'ar, like we know by tsaras. And it's all about how it's visible. It looks deeper than the rest of the skin. Kamara chama amuka menatzel. V'lichtov rab chama na charetz lo boi garav. So therefore, why didn't the Torah just say charetz? You can leave out garav, because garav is just an example of charetz. V'yamina, charetz deloma is havi muma. Where you just have a slit, that's a mum. It's not disgusting. Garav demas lo kol shekein. Surely garav. So why does the Torah even have to say garav? It must be to teach me lemeimer to charz makam basal avi muma. It must be a slit, not where a bone is, but only by flesh is not a mum, and that's why the nikvus also is not a mum. Right, and that's even without the hekish to shavur, says Rava, it is not called a mum, and therefore the Mishnah says it's in limbo. Right, you can't be shechted as in the mikdash, you can't shecht it in the Medina. Good. Rabbi Shmuel back in the Mishnah says, Ilchumum Gadam Yizeh, that if an animal is an androgynous, then for sure it's a Bechor that you can shecht outside, because it's a mum. Kabaya lo Amar, why didn't he say like Abaya? Chavetz Dumi Deshara Lo Amrina. He didn't hold of that Hekesh. Karav Anami Lo Amar Dilma Hecha Delo Minkara. When do you say that a Chavetz would be a would not be a problem if it's only B'makam Basar and not B'makam Etzem? That's only where it's not Nikar. Aval Hecha De Minkar Mumrakarina Beba. Maybe where it's Hecha De Minkar, meaning in the Nikvus, it's not just a slit where it's unexpected. In this spot where it's expected, that is a Mum, even if it's only B'makam Basar. And therefore, that's why Rabbi Shmuel argues and says, it is a mum. And androgynous is a mum on the Bechor, and therefore it can be shechted outside with the Isser of Giza Vavoda. Right, it's not a Birya B'fnei Atzma, but with the Isser of Giza Vavoda. Just before we turn over, I wanted to mention, one of the examples that we gave here is also Nogeach, and the animal that kills a person. There is a very interesting discussion. We know a Maisa Avera done ba'ones, one is not chaya for. And there is a question in the Achronim, does that mean that it's not even a Maisa Avera, or it's a Maisa Avera with a Ptur? How do you look at that discussion? The Beis HaOtzer, Rabbi Yosef Engel, in Klal Chav Dalad, under the entry ones, he talks about this. Yeshless topic, Ad HaKayim L'an Ones Rachmana Patre, in Murak L'inyin Ptur HaAdam, De'en Al Adam Shum Onesh, Aval Etzem HaMaisa Avera, it is a Maisa Avera, or it's even not even a Maisa Avera. What's the Nafkamina? He quotes Mitzvah Baba Avera, or like a Ner Shechublak B'Shabbos Ayde Ones, right, is that called done B'Ones or not? But then he quotes an amazing possibility. He says, maybe whether a Maisa Avera B'Ones is called a Maisa Avera or not, is a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Where is there a machlokas Rav and Shmuel? Shor ha'itzdin, an ox that is trained to kill. An ox that is trained to kill. So we know in our Gemara says an ox that kills is pasul lagabei mizbeach. What if it's trained to kill? It's basically an ones to kill. So what's the halacha by a shor ha'itzdin? He's taught to kill. So says the Mishnah there in Baba Kama, daf mem daf lametes, eino chaya misa. Right, it's not chayim misa because it says ki yigach veloshe yagichu hu. Right, not if it's trained. So the Gemara asks there, can you bring it as a karban? Mal gabei mizbeach. Can you bring this as a karban? The shor ha'itzdin. Rav amar kasher, Shmuel amar pasul. Rav amar kasher, anus hu. Shmuel amar pasul, hari neved bo avera. So what's that machlokas about? Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, amazing. Says according to Rav, it's kasher. Why? Maisa avera ba'onis. It's not a maisa avera, and therefore this is a keilu. It wasn't done, and therefore it could be hukra for as a karban on the mizbeach. And Shmuel says, no, it's pasul. Umuchach lechar da b'ham milsa pligi. The Rav spira le de ba'onis ha maisa ba'atzmusa lo chashiva avera. Umishemachi given to anasu lo chashiv le nevda ba'avera klal. And if you can bring it as a karban. And that's not what our mission is talking about. Ushmuel severely, no. Nehida onosu, al kol ze ha-maisa batzmusa miyas shaper averi. It was still an avera. That's what he suggests at first. Then he goes back and he says, maybe that's not the svara. Maybe they're arguing about something else. Is there an inyan to talk about an avera when it comes to an animal? Right? Can an animal sin? Maybe that's what the issue is. Is there a chet b'bal lechayim? Okay. Then he has many makaras related to that. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Boy Rava. My time of Rabbi Shmuel. So when Rabbi Shmuel says that the Bechor can be shechted outside because it has this mum, it's Bechor umumo imo. Mivshap shitale, is it obvious? Is he saying it as a devar vadai? Mivshap shitale, androgynous Bechor hu umumo imo. Androgynous is a zachar. It has kedushas bechor, but it has mumo imo, and therefore you can check it outside. But there's an isra of giza of avoda. Odil masvuki misafkale, or is he still misupik? If it's a zachar or an akeva, and that which he says mumo imo just means that it's possible. V'imtim salomar kamar, and he's really saying a possibility. Imtim salomar becharu, even if you want to say it's a bechor mumo imo, either it's a female or it's a male with a mum. Either way, you could shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash. That's what he's saying. But the question is, which did he mean? Did he mean it's a Bechor with Mumu Imo? Or that only has a possibility? L'may Nafkamina, L'milka Alem Shub Giz Vavoda. Right? Nafkamina number one, obvious. Is there an Isra of Giz Vavoda if you get Malkus? Right? If it's a Vadai Bechor with a mum, that you're going to get Malkus. If it's possibly that, but it also might be in a Keva, then you wouldn't get. Inami, L'mitzveh, L'kohen. You have to give it to a Kohen. If it's Vadai, a Zachar with a Mum, you have to give it to a Kohen. Even a Bechor Ba Mum belongs to a Kohen. But if it's possibly that, but maybe it's also in a Keva, then you can keep it for yourself. So Tashma, Does he say it vaday or safek? That's the shiloh. So Tashma, let's try to prove it. Rabbi Loi Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Androgon is Bachar Hu Mumayimo. So he says it beferish. Mamina Mifshap Shitalei. Samara says, no, but don't mean there's a loma kamar. Maybe that he didn't mean that as a vaday. He meant that as a possibility. Right? Mumoima, therefore he could do it, but not as a vaday. Tashma. So then we have another drasha. This is by carbon ola. Carbon ola. See, by Yikra Perik Aleph. By an olas nekeva. I'm sorry, not an olas nekeva, but it's gonna be excluded, because an ola has to be a zachar. Zachar velo nekeva. Right? A zachar. And Rashi says, talking about the olas bakar. Right? That's the discussion in Perak Aleph in Vayikra. So says the Gemara, Zachar v'lo nekev, it has to be a male, not a female. Kshu omer l'mata Zachar, when it repeats Zachar later, right? We have the Zachar by Bakar and Son by all of them. Shein tam alomar, bat tam alomar, lahotzi, tumtum androgynous. So the second Zachar mentioned excludes tumtum and androgynous. So Mani, who is this Brisa going like? That you need a pasuk to exclude tumtum and androgynous. Ilema Tanakama, if you say it's the Tanakama in our Mishnah, right? That says tumtis fekahu. That then it's a suffix. Right, as we said, it's in limbo. V'yasi krala mute sveika, do you need a pasuk to exclude suffik? Memela suffik would be excluded. What does that sound like? Suffik daraisa lechumra on a daraisa level. Right? You would, the Gemara says, you don't need a pasuk to exclude suffik. It's obvious you wouldn't be makriv the suffik. It would be excluded. So that sounds like the Rashba deloka Rambam. Right, famous machlokas, the Rambam says, Safek Daraisa Lechumra is really a Dinder Rabbanan. On a Torah level, Safek Daraisa Lekula. According to the Rambam, what does this mean? The Gemara says, you don't need a pasuk to exclude Safek. Yes, you do, according to the Rambam. Right, this sounds like the Rashba. There are two Gemaras. There's another Gemara in Chagiga Davdalet that sounds like the Rambam. Right, so the Meiri points that out there. That this Gemara sounds like the Rashba, and the Gemara in Chagiga Davdalet sounds like the Rambam. So they each have to explain, you know, the other one according to their Shita. So the Gemara says, so who is this Brisa like? So it can't be like the Tanakama, because the Tanakama holds it's a suffix, and you wouldn't need a pasuk to exclude suffix. Ela Rabbanan Basroi. So maybe it's the Rabbanan Basroi, the last sheet in our Mishnah, which is Birya Bifnei Atzma, and that's why it's excluded. So, Michad Kronafki, you already know that from the earlier Zachar, to Hagabi Bechor Chad Zachar Hudavsiv. By Bechor, it says the word Zachar, become a Maid Kulu Minahu. And they're all, everything's excluded from Zachar. Right, including tumtum and androgynous. You don't need a separate pasuk to exclude nekeva and tumtum and androgynous. It's all excluded from zachar. So elav shita. So who is this price alike? That again, that requires one zachar to exclude nekeva and one to exclude tumtum and androgynous. So elav shita, Rabbi Yishmael. So it must be Rabbi Yishmael shita. Right, that's the only one left. We did the Tanakama, the Chachamim, 1-3, and now we're getting to the Rabbi Shmuel. So, V'yam Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, Mifshap Shita Lei. And if you say the Rabbi Shmuel, he says it's a Pashit. It's for sure a Zachar with a Mum. Hainu Disra Kol Amuti. That's why we need a Pasuk to exclude it. Why? Because it's a Zachar. It's a Zachar. And that's why you would have thought maybe as a carbon Ola, it could be Hukrav. So that's why, no, that's the Chiddush. Zachar umumu'imo. Ela'iyam, it's misveikale, misafkale. But if you say even Rabbi Shmuel is misupak, it's rekolim ute sveika. So as we said before, you don't need a pasuk to exclude safek. So therefore, it must be that he holds his vadai. My answer is no, la'olam rabbanan basroi. Maybe it can be like the second suggestion we made. Like the rabbanan basroi, who hold, is beri b'fnei atzma. What do you mean? But by Bechor, you only had one Zachar to exclude everything. Not true. The Gabi Bechor Tarti Kroi, Ksiv HaZachar, VaHaZacharim. So even by Bechor, you need two psukim, one to exclude Nekeva, and one to exclude the Tumtum and Androgynous. So too here, you have two, one to exclude Nekeva, one to exclude Tumtum and Androgynous, but we still do not have a clear answer. What does Rabbi Shmuel say? When Rabbi Shmuel says in the Mishnah, you can check the outside, is that because it's Suffolk Nekeva, Suffolk Zachar with a Mum? Right, either way you can check that outside, or it's Vadai Zachar with a Mum. Right, and we have Kaminas of the Isra of Giza Vavoda, and whether you would have to give it to a Kohen. Good. So again, keep in mind that Machlokas Rambam Rashba, which we didn't have time to go into, but whether Savi Daraisa Lachumra is a Din Daraisa or a Din Darabanan, the Rambam clearly in Hilchas Kelayim and Hilchas Tumas Meis, says that Safek Daraisa Lachumra is itself a Din Darabanan. Maybe just read one of them. To remind the chevra, tumas meis, the end of perek tes. Again, there's much discussion of this. Davar yadua shekol elu atumas v'chayotzi ben shehem mishem safek arehen shel devrehem. Ve'ein tami min atora elamisha nitma tuma v'adois. Avol kol asveikas. Bein betumos, bein b'machalas asuros, bein ba'arayos v'shabasos, ein choshen lahem elami devrei sofrim. That's the Rambam. And afal pikein, what's the big raya the Rashba brings? Asham talui. Ashantali is a suffik aver and you're chayav a karbon. But the Rambam, if it's a suffik, how can you be chayav a karbon? The Rambam would say, that's an exception to the rule. That's an exception to the rule. And just like the other way, right, suffik mamzer is mutter. Right, so the Rambam says, oh, haraya. Right, only vade mamzer is also suffik mamzer is mutter. So you see, suffik is midaraisa, is lakula. The Rashi would say, that's an exception to the rule. Right, each one, there's a special pasuk. So each shita uses that unique halacha as the rule, and the other shita says, no, that's an exception to the rule. Mamzer is an exception to the rule. Ashram Tali is an exception to the rule. Right? Each one would, say, what's the rule and what is the exception? Okay, we'll stop here. Again, today's shir, is sponsored, first of all, in honor of the Yahrzeit of Dr. Manfred Lehman, Menashe Rafal, by his children, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel, and also sponsored by the, Mr. Leo Schachter's family, Yitzchak Aryeh Bacha Mendel, for his yards, for his, Lili Nishmas, his Hashama, this month. Okay, we'll stop here.